I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
You know, we talk every single day, every single evening on this program about the infiltration and occupation of our government. We talk about safe and effective vaccines being deployed as weapons of biowarfare so that unsuspecting people can be led to die suddenly. We talk about sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Nazis in Ukraine. We talk about sending our military assets and our battleships to protect the coast of our greatest ally, Israel, to protect its borders, while leaving our borders wide open to a military-style physical invasion of murderers and rapists and killers with dirty bombs and weapons caches that are being flown first class and put up in 4- and 5-star hotels into the interior of our country, where mass shootings are going to tick off like crazy, false flag events that make 9/11 look like child's play. We talk about the military-industrial complex bombing the hell out of innocent people all over the place, your tax dollars, your name on these bombs that are killing people around the world. Innocent children. And then instead of talking about remedy, all of these people on the media just want to talk about the problems. Oh, we have a two-tier justice system. Imagine the hypocrisy and all of this BS. Well, we have remedy. And that's why our film, Slave Nation, is the most censored film on the entire internet. You won't see it anywhere. It's not on Rumble. It's not anywhere. It's only at StuPeters.com. Go to StuPeters.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll find Slave Nation. This is about remedy, how to stop them. Go to StuPeters.com right now. Again, StuPeters.com, and watch Slave Nation. The Stu Peters Show starts right now. And welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So here we go. Another week, another refusal from the Israelis to come to the table and hammer out a ceasefire or even a humanitarian pause to the fighting in Palestine, where tens of thousands of civilians, including children, have been slaughtered over the past several months. And none of that ethnic cleansing and genocide is showing any sign of stopping. The world had hoped for there to be peace talks in Cairo, Egypt over the weekend between Israel and Hamas and some mediators from around the region, but of course, that didn't happen. And no, it's not going to, according to the Israelis themselves. The Israelis were demanding that Hamas give them a list of the hostages that they're still holding before they'd even consider coming to the table, and Hamas said, no, we're not doing that. The Israelis wanted a list of all of the remaining hostages before they'd even think about showing up. And when there were no guarantees, they said, no, we're not going to do it. This was all very one-sided. So as any reasonable person would expect to happen during what both sides believe is a war of survival, Hamas refused to turn over the list. Now, of course, it's easy to blame this entire debacle on Hamas. They're a terrorist group, after all. And that's exactly what the U.S. media and many members of our government are doing right now. But Israel is using its own people as pawns here. They've been using these hostages as pawns from the very start. We have no idea if these people are still alive. We don't know how many hostages there ever were, how many of them have been killed by Israelis during their airstrikes or raids, and how many have been returned. We don't even know if these hostages actually even exist, but at this point, the Israelis are using them as pawns and props in this entire fake situation to continue to justify their war and to keep it going for as long as they can. So at the same time that Israel's abusing the Palestinians and abusing the people of Gaza, they're also abusing their own citizens. They're using them as an excuse to block a ceasefire. We already know that at several times throughout this conflict, Israel has bombed their own people to death. And that's going back to October 7th, back to the very day that this all began, when Israel's Iron Dome and border defensive miraculously failed, and when they started calling in airstrikes on their own communities, their own military installations, killing off their own people, shooting them in the back, along with the enemy forces. So from the very beginning, Israel had made the decision that it was better to kill their own people than to let them fall into Hamas's hands. But now they flipped the script. So they started killing off their own people, blaming it on Hamas, and now they're using those people that they didn't manage to kill as props to keep all of this going. Do you see how this is working? And the longer this situation goes on, the more unlikely it becomes that it's ever going to stop. Every single day that this war continues, it becomes more likely that Israel is going to completely steamroll Gaza and do exactly what their supporters right here in the United States and all over the West have been calling for them to do, and that's turn Gaza into a parking lot. Kill every man, kill every woman, kill every child in the region, destroy everything standing, and seize the land for themselves. This is ethnic cleansing by definition. Genocide by definition. And the longer that the Israelis can use these hostages as pawns, as justification for a medieval-style ethno-religious war against the Palestinians, the better, from their point of view, at least. There will be no ceasefire. To put it bluntly, that's not in the script. Anyone who calls for a ceasefire is immediately derided as a Hamas supporter. There's no room for nuance in this situation, and that's why it's so dangerous. According to our fake government, according to our treasonous Zionist media that's owned and operated by Israeli double agents, if you oppose this war, if you call for a ceasefire, if you express your concern for the babies whose bodies are being shredded and burned, you're a Hamas supporter. You're working on behalf of Hamas. There are Zionist so-called reporters in D.C. every single day following around members of Congress and accusing them of working for Hamas because they've called for a ceasefire. Or they've called for both sides to come to the table and at least meter a little bit of the carnage. We're seeing civilians murdered by the thousands by Israeli troops, and now starvation is setting in. In the 21st century, Palestinians are starving to death because they've been cut off from the world. The Israelis won't even allow humanitarian aid into the region, and in the rare instances that they do, they tend to kill the people who show up to claim it. They're traps. Last week, they slaughtered at least 100 people in northern Gaza, where they waited for an aid convoy delivering desperately needed food and medicine. Imagine that. You're starving, here's your food, bang, you get shot in the brain. These animals baited these Palestinians into coming out there, and then they murdered them. And when the world saw what they did, the Israelis lied, like they always do, and said that those images and videos of the murders were anti-Semitic propaganda. Anyone who opposed the slaughter is an agent of Hamas, they said. But the images speak for themselves. This is what happens to Palestinians who take the Israelis at their word. Look. This situation has spiraled completely and totally out of control, and it's only getting worse. Every single day that these Israelis reject a ceasefire, reject a humanitarian pause, this situation gets even more far gone. And it's all made possible by the United States government. No matter what kind of happy talk Joe Poopy Pants Biden or anyone else wants to throw around to get back in the good graces of the people who are tired of seeing our greatest ally commit war crime after war crime after war crime, the reality doesn't change. This slaughter, this genocide, this ethnic cleansing is being underwritten by the United States. The American taxpayer is being forced against his will to fund the Israeli war machine. And if you dare question it, you're an anti-Semite of the worst order. If a member of our fake and gay Israeli-controlled government breaks the script, the rest of the government spins into damage control and then covers it up. Just the other day, in a rare moment of semi-truth from Biden Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he told Congress at least 25,000 Palestinian women and children have been slaughtered by the Israelis. And right after he said it, the U.S. government walked it back. The Pentagon came out and said, oh, you know what? Lloyd Austin was actually citing Hamas casualty figures, and he's incorrect. They really quickly slapped him in the face, slapped him on the wrist, and shut him up. And then they claim that the United States isn't even keeping track of casualties. Are we really supposed to believe that the United States government, this government that has its nose in every single country on the face of the planet, has no idea how many casualties there have been? How many civilians have been killed? It goes without saying, Lloyd Austin is one of the worst people to ever enter this government in this country, to ever lead our military. He's a war profiteer. He was making millions in the private sector by pushing for American troops to be sent overseas everywhere and then killed before he was installed as the Secretary of Defense. But he broke from the script here. He pulled the veil down, even if by accident, just a little bit. And no matter who you are, no matter how connected you are to the deep state, you're not allowed to question Israel. You're not allowed to tell the truth about the slaughter of women and children and babies and old people because it makes the boss angry. Who's the boss? Anybody believe that Biden's really calling the shots here? Israel is a subversive terrorist state, plain and simple, and Israel's agents are controlling every single level of the United States government, especially our military, especially our top brass. And if anyone breaks from that script, the entire government will move to discredit them. And you know what? It's worth noting here that this 25,000 casualty figure that Lloyd Austin has cited is outdated. We've been hearing for months that it's between 25 and 30,000 Palestinian civilians, mostly women and children, that are dead now. Civilians are dying every single day. The real figures are astronomical, but we may never really get a real answer, and our government isn't interested in finding one. Sam Parker's in the green room waiting to talk more about this, but I just want to add something. This figure of 25,000 dead Palestinians only accounts for the bodies that have been recovered. There are tens of thousands of people that are missing. They're stuck under the rubble. Every single time the Israelis take down a residential building, another Palestinian is buried alive. Dozens of them, hundreds of them, thousands of them. We may never know how many innocent people have been slaughtered in Gaza since the beginning of this genocidal incursion into Palestinian territory. This is only going to get worse. The longer this goes on, the more emboldened Israel becomes. And they know that they have the United States in their pocket, ready to launch World War III the moment anyone stands up to them. This war will not stay confined to Gaza. It's already expanding. The Israelis are looking to move into Lebanon. They've been launching airstrikes, launching raids into southern Lebanon for months. They're killing Christians in the West Bank, and Muslims too. The Zio terror state of Israel is on the march, and they're looking for any excuse to keep this war going for as long as they can. We'll see if Sam Parker agrees with us. He joins us now. Sam, thank you so much for coming. Sorry to go on a rant there, but I think it's really important that people understand what it is that's going on here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you mentioned, you know, that I'll just take it backwards there. You mentioned how they're looking to go into Lebanon now. And the United States has sent an envoy and is trying to negotiate with Hezbollah for Hezbollah to move its medium and long range weapons back behind the river that's 18 miles from the Israeli border. And they're telling Lebanon that if they do this, then they will give Lebanon economic aid. So basically they're trying to bribe Lebanon to pull back their weaponry that's on Israel's northern border to protect Israel. Of course. And that will, of course, take pressure off of Israel so that it can continue its genocidal destruction of Gaza. It's planned, you know, there's 1.5 million people now crammed into Rafah in southern Gaza. And this is where, since October 12th, I think, the Israeli authorities have been telling everybody in Gaza to go down to this area down in Rafah while we take care of Hamas everywhere. So everybody went there. There's 1.5 million people in Rafah. And now Israel's planning an offensive into Rafah, and they're bombing it.
Yeah.
They're bombing it regularly.
So they lead them there. They put them in an open-air concentration camp,
They
house them for slaughter. It's predetermined what they're going to do to these people. What makes them any different than the supposed boxcars that Jews were put on by Nazis?
No, that's a great analogy. I mean, this would be like the German Luftwaffe bombing Auschwitz. That's literally what's happening. And they're telling, hey, everybody in Auschwitz, go run down to that end of the camp. And then we bomb that into the camp. That's literally what's happening in Gaza. These people have no air force. They have no real military to speak of. Yes, they have the brigades and whatnot, but you know, they have guns and shoulder fired rockets and guys running around in tennis shoes and flip flops. And some of them are well equipped soldiers. I don't want to, you know, throw them under the bus like that. But the point is this is not a war. this is not a war where you have two sides of conventional forces and they both have tanks and armored carriers and planes and attack helicopters, and they're meeting each other head on in an armed conflict. This is a civilian population by and large that's literally just being subjected to every modern weaponry known to mankind on a daily basis, day after day after day. Today's day 150 of the Israeli onslaught on Gaza. Men, women, and children, innocent civilians, just literally being slaughtered by the most advanced modern weaponry, and they have nothing to fight back with. So even calling this a war, it's a lie. It's a misnomer to call it a war. It's not a war. It's just a slaughter fest. And of course, Israel's worried about its neighbors intervening or being goaded into something if they go too far, especially with Ramadan coming. They want to... You know, you've got this interior, or you got this minister, the Israeli heritage minister, Amichai Eliyahu, who openly came out today and says, I want to abolish Ramadan. And that this is his solution for reducing the tensions in the West Bank. So Israel's, you know, seeing this pressure from their neighbors who until now have really exercised great and tremendous restraint. And now they're trying to get the United States to get them to back off even more so that they can launch this offensive into Rafah and continue, you know, finish wiping the floor with these civilians. It's really disgusting.
They literally took starving people and said, here, come over here and get food.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
And, you know, it happened again yesterday, Stu. They did it again yesterday in central Gaza. Another humanitarian aid drop was bombed, I believe. And wasn't as many casualties, and it hasn't been as widely reported.
But Sam, they're just slaughtering these people. They're tricking them.
They're throwing out bait, like you said, bring them out like rats, and then blow them up. That's literally what's happening. They're just baiting traps.
How can people like Laura Loomer be online supporting this? How can anybody look at these actions and say, we support this?
Well, it comes from their Jewish supremacy beliefs, Stu, frankly.
I suppose that you don't have to be Jewish to have Jewish supremacist beliefs. I mean, we see a lot of these so-called Protestant pastors standing up,
infiltrated by this Zionist philosophy, this Zionist supremacism, if you will, that says that 1,000 non-Jewish lives are worth a Jew's fingernail. This is Dov Lior, who's a well-renowned rabbi amongst the Israeli settlers, who says stuff like this. They believe these things. They call them animals. They think they're subhuman filth. They think they're lesser beings and not deserving of anything. You have them saying things like, everybody over the age of 4 is a Hamas supporter on Israeli Live, on Israeli TV. Outrageous things that Americans ought to really be turned off towards, right? But instead, many people are believing the propaganda that they're getting through their television set because it's highly curated content.
We're watching Israeli TV. That's what we're doing. We're watching Israeli programming.
Yes,
every channel that you go to. Every channel. Because the main distributors of the content are decided upon by BlackRock, by the Rothschild criminal central bankers. These are the people who fund Fox and CNN and NBC and ABC and MSNBC and CBS. All of the major broadcast, all of the cable news, all of Netflix, all of Amazon Prime, all of Hollywood, all of it. It's all funded by Jews in Israel who decide what it is that you're allowed to see.
And that's really important, Stu. It's really important for people to understand this, that the same people that are bombing babies in Gaza are the same people whose power networks, brother and sister power networks in the United States, are behind the censorship industry and the censorship industrial complex.
Of course.
Like the ADL and the SPLC, these organizations are aligned, and they're responsible in large part for programming choices, especially in the social media space, you know, what's censored, what's allowed on, what's not allowed on. The very same people that want to take away our freedom of speech here in America are the same people bombing, you know, men, women, and children, and innocent civilians, and dogs, and cats, and whoever else in Gaza, right? They're connected. It's the same power network.
All the way down to Nancy Pelosi's kente cloth is all scripted by Israelis. I mean, here's what I mean. 2014, democratically elected Orthodox Christian administration, both sides agreed the vote was fair to elect them in Ukraine. Our CIA didn't like when that administration started to adopt more Orthodox Christian pro-Russian sentiment policy, so we couldn't have that because Vladimir Putin had to be framed as the bad guy. We needed a proxy war against Russia. We needed to sanction Russia. We needed to go steal Russia's commodities, and we needed a regime change there because Vladimir Putin seems to be a nationalist who believes in his Christian orthodoxy and puts the interests of his people first and protects his country against invasion and homosexuality and depravity and pedophilia and puts these people in a hard labor camps hauling logs in Siberia for the rest of their life, if not just executed after they put their hands on children. So we needed to execute him or remove him or do a regime change. So what did we do? We effected a violent coup in Ukraine in 2014, a popular BLM-style uprising like we saw here during the Summer of Love in 2020, $12 billion in damage. We did election theft in Ukraine. We shut off opposition television channels. We killed journalists and reporters. Our CIA, that's why I say we, because we funded all of this. We paid for this, whether you know it or not, we did. And then we executed and ousted that regime, that administration, that fairly democratically elected one. And then we installed a Jew called Volodymyr Zelensky. I don't know how many Y's are in his name this week. I mean, even his name is fake. The whole thing is ridiculous. And we install this leather chap wearing, piano penis playing, ostensibly homosexual Jew who is now this guy that goes to our congressional house floor and demands more money while threatening your infrastructure. You're not going to have bridges. Then also threatening your children's lives. If you don't give us this money and if you don't give us these weapons, then your kids are going to be drafted and go fight and die on behalf of Ukraine against Russia while the Ukrainians are also committing war crimes. And what we're hearing about Ukraine and what we hear about what happened in 2014 there is the same thing that we hear here in 2020. So all of the same tactics that the deep state used to steal an election here in 2020, they first practiced there in 2014. But what we were fed through the media was all determined by Jews in Israel. That's why Nancy Pelosi, going across the street here, I know I went around the block, that's why Nancy Pelosi was bowing in the rotunda of our Capitol building wearing a kente cloth that she knows nothing about, what tribe it represents, or what the meaning behind it even is, while George Floyd, a career criminal, parasitic, home-invading thug, piece of crap, is drawn up and down the streets of America in a white carriage by horses. Who decided all of that? Jews did. They decided that was how that was going to be framed. So everything that you're watching on TV, right down to the Super Bowl halftime show, is predetermined and authorized and only airs if first approved by Jews.
No, it certainly seems that way. You know, they're in control of our government, of our media. You look at AIPAC, who's now spending they've announced they're spending $100 million to fight any politician who doesn't get in line or who doesn't fall in line to support Israel in their genocide against Gaza. And you talk a lot about Ukraine and Russia, and that's an important aspect of this, because while Russia's occupied fighting Ukraine, if we went to war with Iran, that would be extremely beneficial for Israel to have Russia involved in another major conflict up north against Ukraine. So they don't want that war to end. They want this war with Iran. A lot of people would like this war with Iran to happen. And if that happens, they want Russia occupied. So there's perfect synergy between these conflicts. If you zoom out and look at these details, that's what's going on.
Yeah, you can say what you want about Vladimir Putin, but I would rather have him running our country right now than anybody else that I see on the world stage, than any other leader.
These crazy Zionist Jewish wackos that are Victoria Nuland, Antony Blinken, Janet Yellen, Alejandro Mayorkas, you can go on down the list, April Haynes. There's just so many of them. Our administration is completely infiltrated by these Zionist Jews who have
a plan, a slow and methodical, predetermined, very, very much so intended ethnic cleansing of white Christians.
Absolutely. That's what's going on at the southern border. They're flooding the country with the third world, and they're creating these refugees by bombing them in the Middle East, and then they're moving them, you know, to South America and Central America and moving them up through the southern border. And Alejandro Mayorkas, the Zionist Jew who's running the Department of Homeland Security, is leaving the border wide open. He's doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
He's a former member of the board of HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, which is the organization, one of the principal organizations bringing these people into the United States,
flooding our
country with people who are not Americans and who are not like us and who don't believe the things that we believe and never will, frankly.
With the hopes that they will come here and kill us and kill our children.
And subvert society, create and cause chaos, kill people. You know, it's sort of like just administering poison to a random poison to a body or bad food. You don't know exactly what's going to get you, but it just pollutes the whole organism. And so they just unleash these people into the country. It's just going to cause chaos everywhere.
Think of the bog down on the educational system. What kids are actually getting a real education anymore when 50% of the class doesn't have English as their primary speaking language?
Yeah. And it takes resources away from Heritage Americans.
That's right.
We can't have babies. We don't procreate because we can't afford it, because they're taking our money to pay for, you know, these illegals in New York to have $10,000 a month and luxury suites in New York City.
And flown around first class.
That's right.
By United, by American, without passports, handed manila envelopes full of money, put up in 4 and 5 star hotels. Yep. And the hotel doesn't give a shit. Why don't they give a shit? They don't give a shit because guess why? They're sold out. Their occupancy is full. And who's paying for that? The American taxpayer. So
we
now
are.
4 and 5 star hotels that you can't even afford to take your freaking family to on vacation once a year is now being occupied by some third world piece of shit, and you're paying for it anyways.
That's right. And who's behind it? And let's not forget who's behind it, right? A lot of these people, you know, they couldn't have made it here without help. And then maybe they, and some of them maybe even didn't want to come. So we should remember that. Who is behind it? It's these Zionist Jews bombing the hell out of the Middle East, and these open society, open border George Soros Jews transporting them over here and dumping them on our shores. It's bad for them. It's bad for us. These people are bad for the world.
Sam, none of these people will come on this program to debate me about this. None of them will come on here to have the conversation. Not one.
Yeah.
Not one.
Of course not. They can't defend it.
And guess what? That's why they won. Nobody from the supposed GOP or Republican Party wants to come on this program at all anymore either. Why? Because I'm a dog off the leash who tells the truth. I don't have some allegiance to some fake side of a proverbial aisle that never existed, while millions and millions of Americans are lulled to sleep by this illusion of some two-party representative constitutional republic. It's all shit.
All owned by AIPAC, all owned by the Israeli lobby, and we can't do anything about it while they're in power. They're dug in like an Alabama tick.
Benjamin Netanyahu is the de facto president of the United States, actually of the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
He can do
nobody
no wrong.
Nobody seems to be able to stop him. He can do whatever he wants.
He's a war criminal who should be apprehended by some authority and remanded into custody immediately and put before a military tribunal. And when he's found guilty, he should be executed on the international stage. He's a war criminal, no different than George W. Bush and the entire Bush family, by the way, who still hasn't said anything. Yeah. I wonder why they haven't sued me for calling them mass murderers. Are they worried about the discovery?
They don't want you to have your day in court and any discovery, I would expect.
Sam Parker, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks for having me on, Stu. I appreciate it.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough. It's been a life changer for me. My sleep, my mood, my relaxation. So for those of you that have never tried it, now's your chance, because this month only, you can get a free bottle of this best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all 7 forms of magnesium that your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the people who make this Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. So for all of you in Stu Crew, you get a free 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay some nominal shipping fee. That's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. The challenge is simple. Try Mag Breakthrough for 14 days, see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. Get your free bottle. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Enter the coupon code StuPeters10. That's it. Look, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away if they weren't 100% confident how effective it is. And again, this is now on the short list of supplements that I absolutely have to have every day. Get your free 14-day supply right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. In today's disgusting and decaying world, it's not just an option to be prepared. No, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my family and ensuring that we're ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, and essential survival gear designed to keep you safe no matter what. In emergency situations, along with a firearm, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I know the people at American Reserves. They're patriots. They're Christians. They care about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. Again, that's AmericanReserves.com. And use discount code STU for 10% off. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready. You're prepared for anything with American Reserves.
Told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus. Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Welcome back. So in many ways, Australia has been ground zero for the World Economic Forum. It's Great Reset. It's so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution. Klaus Schwab and his thugs have seized control of much of the country's government, and they used Australia as a test run. A test run for the most aggressive lockdown enforcement on planet Earth, even sending cops to open fire on citizens who refused to remain locked in their homes. Locked out of work. Starving, dependent on the government for their basic necessities. This is what they did to people. Don't ever forget what they did. People who have been told their entire lives that they're free, only to find out it was all a joke. It was all just a big lie.
To the ground in the back, guys. They're shooting towards the shrine.
These people are monsters. They're tyrants. They're bloodsuckers who have come into our nations, the nations that our ancestors built into the most advanced societies on Earth, and they have seized complete control. They want to drain us for everything that we're worth and humiliate us while they do it. And then when they're done with us, they want to toss us into mass graves. They've taken us back decades to dark times, when the average Joe was terrified to speak out against his government. When the average Joe was terrified of his ruling class. So the only thing that we can do at this point is fight. And when we win, we can never forget what they did to us, what they did to our fellow man all over the world in the name of seizing complete control. They've bought off politicians. They've bought off business leaders. If the scandemic and the release of the bioweapon jab showed us anything, they showed us that global elites don't just hate us. They aren't just disgusted by us and want to get away from us. No, they want to kill us. They want us dead. And on our long, steady march to extinction, they want to completely make us dependent on them. So when they decide to flip the switch, they decide to kill us all, it's just that much easier. But have they overplayed their hand? Have Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and their genocidal lunatic buddies, have they gotten too carried away? Because resistance right now before our very eyes is growing every single day at the grassroots level. And a few courageous warriors for humanity have stepped up and said, you know what? Enough is enough. They've risked their lives. They've risked their jobs. They've risked their comfortable positions in government to take these parasites on. And those ranks, the ranks of dissidents, are growing every single day. People like this audience, like all of you, are rising up, fighting back. And now they're starting to win. Just last week, a high court in Queensland, Australia, ruled that the jab mandate police and emergency responders had been subjected to is illegal. It can no longer be enforced. Long term, it looks like it could be a win. But you see, the problem is, for so many millions, billions of people around the planet, the damage is already done. How many have already died suddenly? How many have already developed irreversible medical conditions that, whether they know it yet or not, have turned them into ticking time bombs? Kids. How many cops who were pumped full of a bioweapon and pounded with propaganda have beat down citizens for not wearing a mask? How many of them have choked out school children for not staying 6 feet apart? The people who were behind this, the enforcers of the jab mandates and the masking and the lockdowns, they need to be held to extreme account. It's time for those in government who were supposedly elected to stand for their fellow citizens to start standing. Some of them already are. Like Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts, who's taken up the mantle of a fire-breathing truth teller who's quite obviously risking his very life to expose the World Economic Forum and the rest of the parasitical ruling class that spent years, decades actually, planning this scamdemic to usher in an era of total control. Take a look. Here's what Senator Malcolm Roberts had to say about the pre-planned scamdemic and the war criminals behind it.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. But the people are waking, and it's thanks to people like Dr. Altman and all the presenters here today, thanks to people like Senator Babette and Craig Kelly. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable. And we will expose your global agenda so that the people of Australia can be free in the future. Because I love my kids, and I'm looking forward to my grandkids. And we are going to save this country.
You know, Roberts is right. We're going to hound them down. We're going to hunt them down. The people are coming for them, and they're going to be facing maximum, extreme accountability. Anything less than extreme accountability is a complete and total failure and a fraud, quite frankly, and a risk to the life of every single human being on planet Earth. These parasites should be thrown in front of military tribunals one after another and then pay for what they've done. Pay with their lives on an international stage. And guess what? It's coming. But, you know, in many ways, this is still a race against the clock. It's still a race against the rollout of the satanic agenda that wants to impoverish and murder every man, woman, and child on Earth, especially those in Western English-speaking Christian countries where special attention has been paid to making sure that we are completely destroyed. Roberts has remarked on this as well, from the Australian Senate floor, taking the fight straight to the cowards who let the World Economic Forum take over in the first place. The World Economic Forum and their thugs in government are sending Australians and the rest of us down the road to slavery and serfdom. Look.
Together, if this parliament gets it wrong, everyday Australians will suffer through inflation or worse, stagflation for decades. And instead of working together to push Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan based on United Nations policies, work together instead for our country. Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything, homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need, if their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians and mouthpiece media. One Nation accepts the challenge to provide a better future for everyday Australians. We have one flag, we are one community, and we are one nation. Thank you, Madam Acting Deputy President.
Fantastic. For more on this discussion, we're joined by Jim Ferguson, a former Brexit Party candidate and founder of Freedom Train International, a global movement resisting attacks on freedom of movement, freedom of speech, bodily autonomy, and a whole lot more. Jim, do we even have bodily autonomy anymore? Do you believe me? Do you think that we're at the precipice of a major victory? These people are going to face extreme accountability and we're going to witness it or help to orchestrate it?
Well, I think you're absolutely 100% right. And it's thanks to shows like the Stu Peters Show and other independent media out there that people are indeed waking up. You know, even a year ago, Stu, if somebody had said to me, Jim, we expect there to be evidence coming to light about mass excess deaths, mass injuries caused by this, I would have been a little bit skeptical. But you know something, Stu, I get people on my channel all the time now. Top doctors, epidemiologists. I spoke to a professor recently. His name is Professor Rancourt. And actually, I met Professor Rancourt in Ottawa in Canada a few months ago. He was a guest speaker on stage. And he said to me afterwards, he said, Jim, I've got evidence about 20 million people have died of the vaccine itself. But the figure is actually a lot higher because of the mandates, because of the lockdowns, because people didn't get healthcare. Their cancers went untreated. But talking about cancers, now we're seeing a new phenomenon growing. It's called turbo cancer. It's not a medical term, but it's a term that's used to describe people suddenly waking up and they've got stage four cancer. It's not stage one, not stage two that's treatable. No, it's going to straight to stage four cancer.
You know, when you mentioned 20 million people, I just want to put this into perspective for everyone. Okay, on 9/11, and we all know who carried that out. On 9/11, around about 3,000 people were murdered en masse, okay? And this country on September 12th turned into the most unified against terrorists. It didn't matter what your political ideology was. It didn't matter if you identified as a conservative or a liberal or a Republican or a Democrat, if you still believed in all that crap. It didn't matter if you were a Christian or if you were a Jew. Okay, it didn't matter if you were black or if you were white. It didn't matter if you were a fat, obese parasite living in the gutter or if you were, you know, a bodybuilding supermodel. None of that mattered. What mattered was that we were all Americans and we wanted people to pay for taking the lives of 3,000 innocent people. So we went down and we spent decades tracking down Saddam Hussein's ties to al-Qaeda, spoiler alert, that was a lie. Tracking down Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, spoiler alert, that was a lie. Tracking down Osama bin Laden, who somehow orchestrated this from some bat cave in Afghanistan, where we spent 20 years, two decades, teaching the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen, looking the other way while warlords raped little boys, doing more damage, causing more carnage, chaos, and death than the Taliban ever did. Turns out the Afghanis would much rather have the Taliban than the corruption that the military-industrial complex brought on behalf of the United States taxpayer. But we're talking about 20 million people. 20 million people. We tracked down these fake Islamic Muslim extremist radicals that were supposedly behind masterminding the death of 3,000 Americans. And then we put them at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. We used advanced interrogation methods like waterboarding and torture to get these people to most likely falsely confess to the crime that they committed, right? Why aren't we waterboarding these doctors until they say, yes, for profit, I killed your family members? 20 million people are dead. 20 million people. Why aren't we hauling these doctors into advanced interrogation methods and waterboarding them until they confess to the crime that they committed, which is murder for money, killing for cash, en masse? That's extreme accountability. And then when they confess, after being subjected to these cruel and unusual punishments, which they should absolutely face, then they're executed in front of the entire world. Why is this any different than what happened on 9/11? Other than the fact that we don't have to lie and frame somebody and say that they did it. We don't have to have Toby Keith write a song about putting a boot in your ass because that's the American way, while Lockheed Martin and Raytheon make bombs with the taxpayers' names on them to go drop on the heads of innocent children in Gaza, for example. We don't have to even do any of that. We don't have to lie and frame people. We don't have to go bomb millions of people. We just have to round up all of those that were responsible for doing this, and then we need to convict them and we need to execute them on the international stage. Nobody will ever do it again. Just as $12 billion in damage would have never been inflicted upon this country over the summer of love for 3 months during 2020 in the name of a career criminal home-invading thug parasite called George Floyd. None of that would have ever happened if at the third precinct in Minneapolis, when all of that started, one of the members of the SWAT team on the roof, a sniper, would have shot somebody and killed him in the brain when they threatened to light the police precinct on fire, and when they would have responded with deadly force to the threat of imminent great bodily harm or death being inflicted onto a cop or somebody else. That would have sent the message across the country, don't F around because we'll shoot you in the brain. And then it would have all stopped. The same as it will all stop when we start executing those found guilty of committing these crimes against humanity that they have committed. Why is that so hyperbolic to say?
I don't think it's out of line to request for justice or look to or demand for justice. And I think what we need is another Nuremberg trial too. Look, what has happened, Stu, is the globalists have declared war on humanity. There is a depopulation agenda. All the evidence points to it. The whole vaccine rollout was done in purpose. The whole COVID scandemic, it was there for the vaccines. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't, the vaccines didn't come along because of the pandemic. It was the complete opposite. They needed to get a needle into people's arms. People like Bill Gates decided they were going to stop talking about it and actually do it. And somebody asked me recently, why now? Why at this point in time? Well, they have the technology. They have AI. They have drone technology. They can drive planes. They can drive cars, buses, trucks. They don't need people. They don't need the workers anymore. They don't need the working class to. Noval Yuval Harari, who is the sidekick to Klaus Schwab and his chief advisor, rather smugly recently said, we don't need that class of people any longer.
Yuval Noah Harari is a spawn of Satan.
He is, and he is also an extremely dangerous man. He's a psychopath, and he is akin to what the Nazi philosophy was during World War II. These people are monsters. These people hate humanity. And they are after everybody that doesn't agree with them. And what we've seen at the Davos summit, at the last WEF meeting, World Economic Forum meeting, was their primary focus wasn't on stopping war or curing world hunger or curing cancer. No, it was on disinformation and misinformation. In other words, they want to shut down you and me and people like us, those of us who are truth tellers and truth seekers. They are looking to try and do that. And they are passing these laws through their WEF proxies in the American Parliament, in the American government, and also in the UK, Canada, France,
they're never gonna
Australia.
Shut you up. They're never going to shut you up either. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to launch the Extreme Accountability Tour. I'm going to get a freaking tour bus, and I'm going to go, and we're going to fill arenas full of pissed off Americans who have lost their aunts and their uncles and their children, who have paid the ultimate price, who have given up the most important things in the world to them. We're going to fill the arenas with people who didn't get the shot, who listen to shows like mine, but who are equally as pissed off when they turn around and they look at their little daughter or their little son and understand that they were this freaking close to putting a deadly injection into their arms. And then we're going to activate those people. That's what we're going to do. 30, 40, 20, 50, 60,000 people in an arena at one time. If you think that you see large gatherings for so-called presidential candidates, which, by the way, we don't need more presidential candidates. We need a William Wallace who is going to activate the people who are pissed off about these crimes against humanity. And if you think that you're seeing big presidential rallies, you just wait until the Extreme Accountability Tour kicks off. We're going to do this. Write this down. We're doing this. We're going to go get tour buses, and we're going to go all over this country, arena to arena. We're going to tell you when we're going to be in your city, and we're going to get you into these arenas, and we're going to tell you exactly what to do to fight back against these people by any means necessary to make sure that they face extreme accountability for what they have done and almost did to your kids. They tried to kill your kids. They tried to kill your kids. What are you going to do about it?
They still arsed you.
That's right.
They're still trying it.
That's
they're
right.
still trying to do it. They're trying to do it in Canada. They're trying to do it in the UK, and they're trying to do it in the United States. It hasn't stopped.
We can stop them. We will stop them.
We need to stop.
There are billions of us. There are only a few thousand of them. And I got to say, right now in the mirror, I'm in great shape. I'm ready for war. I'm physically in great shape. I am ready for a physical confrontation at any time. I promise. I promise that. For 15 years, in worse shape than I'm in now, I hunted down some of the most violent criminals on planet Earth. Who would do anything to prevent themselves from going back to? I'm in better shape now than I'm in better shape than a lot of these underwear models that I look at on television or in the magazines. I'll put them to shame. I'm ready for these people, and you need to start getting ready too. Every one of you needs to hit the gym, start eating right, stop drinking, think more clearly, get focused, get on task, and be ready for physical confrontation because it's coming, and we are going to be the victors. Jim Ferguson, sorry that I ranted. I'm out of time now, and I got to go. We'll have you back again very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stew. So here's a surprising fact. Research shows that even healthy people have wild swings in their blood sugar after eating. When I talk about blood sugar, a lot of people tune out. You know, they think it's only relevant to people with type 2 diabetes, but blood sugar is a topic everybody needs to understand. One of the big keys to optimal health is to have balanced blood sugar. Spikes in blood sugar force your pancreas to work harder and are associated with things like weight gain and even risk of heart attack and stroke. So here's the reason that I even brought this up. The boys at Bioptimizers have a blood sugar optimization product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough. And I don't think I'm overstating my case when I say it's revolutionary. I personally take it. I take two capsules 15 minutes before each meal, and then my body pushes carbs and glucose into my muscles to be used as fuel instead of turning them into fat. This is why I'm recommending it to you. As a result, you'll enjoy more stable energy without the post-meal crash. Plus, you'll have better workouts, faster gains in the gym, and an easier time leaning out, getting rid of that stubborn belly fat. Perhaps the biggest benefit of all of this is it will improve your overall health tremendously. You have to try it. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/SP. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/SP.